Okay, listen up. Here's the story so far. The presidential plane carrying George W., his dog Barney, Tony Blair, Condi, Prescott, and Paris Hilton, yes, you heard, Paris Hilton, has crashed. In other words, they're lost in the South Pacific. But if you're hoping for show tunes and sailors in tight uniforms doing camp dance routines, you may be disappointed.
Whoa, it's like so amazing that we all survived the crash. And it's spooky how we like landed on the only island for miles.
I must admit, I've got a funny feeling.
That you've been here before or seen it in a dream?
No, that somehow sand has got up the crack in my
John, eye. The situation's bad enough without you conjuring up images like that.
It's all gone wrong. I've got like no makeup, only 3 pairs of shoes, and I can't get a signal on my cell phone. Can life get any worse?
Hey! I've had an idea.
It's worse.
Let's have a sandcastle building competition. We love sandcastles, don't we, Barney?
I'm sorry, George, but I think it might be better to get our shit together. We gotta decide who's in charge.
Oh, me, pick me. Screw him, pick me. Hey, get off your bastard dog. You leave Barney alone, you big bully.
Okay, children, calm down. We'll do this properly and hold an election.
Great. I always win elections.
Don't be so cocky. There won't be no hanging chads or electronic voting equipment to swing it your way this time, sonny.
Oh, shoot.
Wag my bush. Come on.
I have here the votes cast in the election.
This is it, John. 4 more years.
Of the 5 possible votes, we have 4 cast and 1 spoiled ballot paper.
Shit! I told you a poor pen wouldn't count, Barney. Hey, I'm just the president. I don't know how to make a cross on a piece of paper.
The votes are as follows. Tony Blair, 1 vote.
What? John, why the hell didn't you vote for me?
I thought this were a vote of conscience.
Bugger!
Condoleezza Rice, 1 vote, you chauvinistic bastards. George Bush.
Nil point.
1 vote.
Yeehaw! I still got it!
Bloody hell, who'd be stupid enough to vote for him?
Hey, I think we should stick by our president in these troubled times.
But he got us into this mess, you dozy cow. Going to be a tie now, and we'll have to vote again.
Well, not quite. This might come as a shock to you, but John Prescott, 63,479.
What?
Whoa.
Huh?
What can I say? I carry the block vote of the National Union of Seamen.
Whoa.
No, Paris, S-E-A-M-E-N.
Whoa.
Oh.
You jammy bastard!
I hereby declare John Prescott the duly elected president of fuck knows where.
Hey, you're my bitches.
Fix! Fix! I demand a recount!
Ah, the irony.
My friends will be here soon to rescue me, and then we'll have a recount, and then you'll be sorry!
My bushy will whack. A good idea this was, Arnold. Yeah, Danny. The only way to recover from a 3-day body is by organizing a game of naked volleyball.
Can we have that ball back, Mr. Governator?
Sure thing, baby. A well-developed young lady she is. A home video with her I would like to make. Yeah, but don't think she's strange we haven't heard from George yet.
Oh, my hamstring. I'm going to have to bend right over to stretch it out.
Ah, the more she loosens up, the stiffer I get.
Whack my bush.
All right, you lot, listen up. I'm in charge. I need some. We need some. Fucking food. Fucking fast.
We can start by looking through the wreckage of the plane. There might be something left from the galley.
No point. I ate everything on the plane before we crashed. Except for a packet of peanuts. And I ate them after we crashed.
What a pig.
Hey, just be glad it hasn't given me wind.
Fair point.
We'll split into two groups, hunters and homemakers. Me, George, Barney and Condi are the hunters, the rest are the homemakers. We'll try and find food in the jungle.
Yes, Barney, Warney, we'll get to kill stuff. Yes, we will.
Hey, that's not fair. Just because Tony and me are the prettiest, why does that mean we have to be homemakers?
You want to track through mud, getting your hair all messed up?
No bloody way. Oh, you had my hair done yesterday.
Yeah, get mud on my Jimmy Choos? Are you crazy?
Okay, you stay here and get a fire together. We'll get food.
Whack my bush.
Hey, Barney smelled something.
It weren't me.
Look, there's a body in the undergrowth. It's a dead panda. What the hell's a panda doing on a desert island?
Maybe it's my old pet panda Yo-Yo. Maybe he never made it to Connecticut after parachuting over Afghanistan.
George.
Poor Yo-Yo. He never stood a chance.
George, it's been savaged by some huge creature.
Maybe there's more to this island than meets the eye.
Hey, should those trees over there be moving and snapping like matchsticks?
Just for once, I think Barney's got the right idea.
Run like boogery!
What's the hideous creature in the jungle? Could it be Jordan doing a follow-up to I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? Will Arnie and Rumsfeld ever notice that the president's missing? And what's a panda doing on a desert island? All these questions probably won't be answered in the next washed-up episode of...
Whack My Bush.
If show enjoy you did, then go to whackmybush.com and donate you will. Easy it is. If you don't, then force I'll use.